This is what the Sacra di San Michele looks like on a clear, beautiful day. This is what it looks like on a gray winter day in February. This monastery, which dates back to the 10th century, is located on the top of a mountain overlooking Turin's Susa Valley. The Sacra di San Michele is the first stop on our tour of some regional attractions not featured in Olympic coverage. Today, it is not just the weather that makes this monastery seem cold and foreboding. The tombs of monks from centuries past are enclosed in these walls. The original chapel was built into the side of the mountain. Over the centuries, it has greatly expanded, and Catholic Mass is still celebrated here.
We are almost on the top of the Pircirian mountains.
Tour guide Della Portileti urges visitors not to focus on the age of the buildings, but on the spirit the church evokes.
I would like you to feel the memory of the prayer here, because for more than 1,000 years people come and pray here and study and ask somebody something to God.
Our next stop, to the delight of the group, is a taste of the region. Cold from our trips to the mountain, samples of local wine and cheese,
taste with honey and with red
and salami and chocolate make us happy and warm. Elena Dabella with Turin's Development Office says these are some of 30 products it is trying to promote worldwide.
They are known especially in Italy, not abroad. Then Olympic Winter Games is an occasion to let them know abroad.
As the day was ending, we made one last stop at the Castello di Rivoli Modern Art Museum. The contemporary artwork here, stacks of wood beams, a closet full of suits, rocks lined up in a circle, was not what one would expect in the land of Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci.
Okay, entrare.
Tour guide Sicily Rosariana says many visitors need help to understand why this is art.
È un approccio molto forte che va guidato, che va seguito.
Strong, it's a strong impact.
La fama di questo castello di Rivoli in generale è una fama a livello internazionale.
Visiting a modern art museum, or sampling local-made raw meat salami, or learning about the region's rich history may not be on most Olympic visitors' agendas, but officials here want the world to know there is more to Turin than skiing. In Turin, Italy, Brian Padden, VOA News.